Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Masks must now be worn inside and out across New Jersey in most situations. The move by Governor Phil Murphy follows upticks in COVID-19 infections across most of the country.
Requiring masks outdoors is a step, frankly, that I had hoped we would not have to take. But unfortunately, we have been seeing a backslide in compliance as the weather has gotten warmer. And not surprisingly, as a result, our rate of transmission has similarly crept up.
The governor is also taking action to shorten the long lines at just reopened Motor Vehicle Commission offices across the state.
I am exempting MVC personnel from any work furloughs. We need to have literally every hand on deck every day serving the public. Additionally, MVC will remain open on Mondays throughout July, and this is a reversal from prior plans.
It'll create a six-day week in those offices to address a massive backlog of license and registration renewals caused by the over 3 month shutdown. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of broad new exemptions to birth control coverage and employer health plans in a case brought by Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro. KYW's Pat Loeb reports.
The court ruled 7-2 in favor of the Catholic Religious Order Little Sisters of the Poor, who entered the case to defend a Trump administration rule allowing anyone but publicly traded companies to opt out of the Affordable Care Act's birth control mandate on religious grounds. Their attorney, Lori Windham, called it a great day for religious freedom.
The Supreme Court's decision today was clear that the government has the power to protect the Little Sisters of the Poor and other religious groups.
Attorney General Shapiro, who was later joined by New Jersey's AG, had argued the rule would saddle the state with the cost of thousands of unplanned pregnancies.
The ruling puts birth control coverage in jeopardy for more than 100,000 women, which Dale Steinberg of Planned Parenthood calls egregious.
This decision will only make life harder for the very people who are keeping our economy afloat during this pandemic.
Shapiro says he's disappointed in the ruling, but plans to continue to fight. Authorities in Chester County say a message from a 14-year-old girl on Facebook saying, "I don't want to be here anymore," helps secure her rescue from what authorities call a sex trafficking ring. District Attorney Deborah Ryan says the girl was rescued May 30th from a Malvern Wawa store parking lot after being held for weeks.
Forced to perform sexual acts for money with approximately 4 to 5 individuals each day at different locations in East Whiteland Township.
Ryan says police arrested 3 men on charges of running the alleged organization. She says a second victim, an 18-year-old girl from El Salvador, was also rescued. A 74-year-old former priest is on his way to state prison after pleading guilty to fondling 2 altar boys at a Bucks County church. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
Francis Trauger pleaded guilty to touching the 2 boys through their clothes at St. Michael's the Archangel in Tullytown. It happened during the robing process, one in 2000 when the boy was in middle school, another boy who was 12 in 1996. Defense attorney Brian McVann said while Trauger went astray and did some horrible things in his overall balance of life, he did a lot of good. But Bucks County Judge Jeffrey Finley, handing down the agreed-upon sentence of 1.5 to 3 years in prison, told Trauger, "Any good you did, you tore down, you destroyed."
Trauger was removed from the priesthood in 2003 when allegations against him first surfaced. A spokesman for the Philadelphia Archdiocese says when they found out about these accusations in August 2018, they immediately turned them over to law enforcement. The Philadelphia School District is addressing concerns from parents about how it will clean and sanitize buildings for any return to school in the fall. Acting Facilities Chief Alicia Prince says once buildings open, there will be end-of-the-day antiviral backpack sprays of classrooms. And she says bathroom fixtures and door handles will get special attention.
Our custodial staff will disinfect high-touch points at least every 4 hours.
The district is expected to issue its full back-to-school plan next week. Hundreds of Philadelphia protesters who received citations for disorderly conduct and other minor offenses last month are off the hook. City officials have decided to waive all protest-related citations. The waiver covers citations received between May 30th and June 30th. Anyone who received one and has not paid does not need to take any further action. Those who paid can get a refund by calling 215-567-2605. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.